Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Life can often feel like an endless maze where barriers and challenges lurk around every corner. From personal struggles to societal limitations, it's easy to lose hope. But amidst the chaos, there is a promise of hope, a hope that transcends the material world and invites you to look beyond the barriers that bind you. In the midst of life's storms, you can find solace by looking unto Jesus. By looking unto Him, you can discover the strength to overcome anything that stands in your way. As you follow in His footsteps, you'll find a sense of freedom and purpose that transcends the limitations of this world and discover the joy of living a life without barriers. In today's message titled, Remove All Barriers by Looking Unto Jesus, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores the path to finding true freedom and purpose. Let's join in.
Look unto God and not your situation. Every barrier between you and your God-ordained blessings shall be totally destroyed if you keep your focus on Jesus Christ. At some point or another, we all go through difficulties and suffer hardships and distress. There are all sorts of reasons that this happens. Some self-inflicted, some from external sources, or the enemy putting that on you and me. Jesus says, I have come that they might have life and might have it more abundantly. This is what God wants for you and me. He says the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly, Jesus speaking. Jesus knew that in this life there would be troubles coming. Even though Jesus said in this world we shall have problems and tribulation, that didn't stop him from making tremendous promises for our abundant life. And so it's not contradictory to talk about the promises of God at the same time that some of us are facing difficult situations. These are realities in life, and we can live in the promises of God, my friend. You and I can live an abundant life and live in the joy of the Lord in spite of all the stuff that's going on around us. Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. That's the promise from our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we live in a physical world, and sometimes we forget there is a spiritual realm. There are things happening behind the scenes, and that's what we need to take note of. Focusing on the physical will create a barrier or a hindrance or obstacles to receiving from God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18 that while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You see, so things which are seen are temporary, passing away. It's not going to be permanent. That means look at the situation with the eyes of faith. Just focus on the promises of God. So what are we looking at? Many of us are not looking at what's unseen, which is the promises of God. We are living by what we see, but the Bible says we live by faith and not by sight. Many of us spend a lot of our time dwelling on what we see around us and the things that have gone wrong in our lives. For example, the hurts, the sicknesses, the financial issues, the guilt and condemnation. That's what we just keep looking at and dwelling and focusing on. We are dwelling on these things and we are not focusing on the promises of God. We are not looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. All his promises are yes, and in him, amen. That's what the Bible says. God wants us to focus on his promises and his faithfulness and how he wants to lead our lives and bless us. And what are we focusing on? We are focusing on what's happening around us. When God wants us to be looking into the future with the eyes of faith. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, that let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. That's the NIV. The New King James says it this way, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. You see? So it says in due season. That means there is time involved. The things of God aren't just all instant. You know? The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 22, even though God promised the children of Israel the land flowing with milk and honey, the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 22, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you, little by little. You will not be allowed to eliminate them all at once. Or the wild animals will multiply around you. So you see, time is involved. God wanted them to be ready before they will occupy the land. Look at Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. You see, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So God deals with time. In our case, every time is good for us. But time is involved. We need to have patience. Look at what Jesus said in Mark chapter 4, verse 26 to 29. He said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up. The seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. You see, the seed would grow when the farmer doesn't know how that happens. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come. You see? So everything is in processes. And so we do not have to lose heart. We do not have to give up. We just have to wait patiently for God and look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. So one of the things that I have learned after walking with the Lord for several years now is that you have to be patient, because you just realize that God very seldom does anything instantly. It's a process, and there's always a growth with it. And for most people, that's why they miss it. They may start out strong. They may have a burst of faith. And for a moment, they get excited. But how do they maintain their faith? How do you maintain your faith? How do you keep from being weary or giving up? It's like planting a seed. If you plant that seed, but then the next morning you go and dig it up and look at it, nothing will have happened, and then you replant it. And if you do that every day, it will never grow. My friend, you should reach a position where you abide in the things of the Lord. It's where you stay there consistently, and that's the key. That's what this verse in Galatians 6:9 is saying. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That if there is a very big if, because you've got to remain steady. This doesn't mean you are the one who produces it by your goodness, but you are supposed to cooperate so you don't quit and give up. Jesus says, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. But we can stop our blessings if we give up in doing good. You see, you cannot do without God, and God will not do without your cooperation. We need to cooperate with Him. We need to look at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He told Joshua, I am going to give you all this land. Every place that the sole of your foot touches is yours. But then he said, be strong and of courageous heart. Don't quit. Don't give up. So he gave him these tremendous promises, but it was really conditional on him continuing in his faith and being courageous. You see, so God wants us to cooperate with him. So let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we shall reap a harvest if we do not give up. If that's what God is saying, what are you looking forward to? God wants you to see his blessings in due season. And many times we focus too much on the present. God did focus on your future, on the appointed time to increase you and to bless you. My friend, time is involved. Bible says in Genesis 8:22 that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest time, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. This is what God is saying. So how do you continue in faith when life seems to be hitting from every side? Let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. And in verse 1 it says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And here is the key. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Some of the translation says, lest you become weary and discouraged in your mind. So notice that it says you have to consider Jesus, lest you be weary and faint in your mind. Go back to Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 that we were reading. It says, in due season we shall reap if we do not give up in well-doing. When you give up or get weary, what is happening? It says that you faint in your mind. Did you know you cannot get weary unless your mind isn't stayed upon God? If you look at what's seen, you will give up. But if you will focus on God's faithfulness, if you will focus on His goodness and His power, then you will not give up. You will not say, oh, I'm tired of all these failures. You wouldn't say, oh, I've done this and that and it's not working. When you are looking at the Lord, and I'm not talking about physically or something like that. I'm talking about when you focus your attention on the Lord and when you are in relationship with the Lord and you are letting God love you. God supernaturally will energize you, and because of that, you will not give up. You will not faint in your mind. You will not grow weary. You will continue to do good. You see, we easily get tired doing a lot of things. I have been working hard and I get tired doing a lot of things. But when I minister, it energizes me. It wakes me up. It doesn't drain me at all. It builds me up. It gets me excited. I know where my energy comes from. When you are doing what God has called you to do, when you are in relationship with the Lord, it keeps your mind stayed upon Him and you don't become weary. You don't give up. You don't think, let me quit. If you are weary or you are tired and you just think, I'm ready to quit and give up, then somehow or another, Satan has diverted your attention from Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith. God is saying, looking unto Jesus. And if you will do that, all barriers will be removed. They will be destroyed completely, and we can walk into our God-ordained blessings. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.